Burnsville's wastewater treatment plant problems are being addressed, but it takes time.
The town's main waste treatment facility received what they call a slug, that is some amount of chemical into their plant that killed off some of the beneficial bacteria and decreased the efficiency of the operation of the plant for a while. That's being corrected. The new bacteria is being introduced and also doing some things to actually feed that bacteria to make it multiply more rapidly. But it will take time, and no one really has a good guess on how much time it will be. But that problem's being corrected. It's just going to be a slow go. But we are doing all that we can to, first of all, find the source of that chemical by increased monitoring at different locations throughout the collection system. And secondly, with increased monitoring where the influent actually comes into the plant in order to keep that from occurring again.
Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh. But is the problem at the wastewater treatment plant related to the findings of biologists from U.S. Fish and Wildlife on Thursday, April 24th? They looked at the Cane River at the Langford Road Bridge. They did not find any living mussels there. They found 8 shells of the endangered Appalachian elk toe mussel, and the air did smell of sewage. On April 25th, they took a closer look at the Cane River at the Whittington Road Bridge. They found 2 relatively fresh, dead Appalachian elk toe shells and also recovered 20 dead fish at the site. Now, Fish and Wildlife is keeping their biologist out of the Cane River.
We've made a decision that our biologist won't come in contact with the water until we feel it's safe to do so. So we're not going to be able to get in and get a full assessment of the impacts for a little while yet. And we do have our law enforcement officers investigating the situation. We're not interested in going out and getting people. We want, as much as anyone, we want this situation to be resolved as quickly and effectively as possible, and whatever we can do to reach that point, we'll do it, and we are more than happy to work with the town or whoever else to reach that point.
Gary Peoples with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Officials with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality say they believe the town is making a decent effort to correct the problems. Roy Davis with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality says because of the upset condition at the treatment plant and public concerns, he's thinking about asking the town to expand its self-monitoring program.
I am giving thought to asking that the town's self-monitoring program be expanded to include sampling of the river. Currently, the town's self-monitoring program involves waste entering the wastewater treatment plant and or treated wastewater leaving the plant, but we have not yet.
Roy Davis with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.